On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Well, I'm not doing a theme song today because this is a special. As you know, the holidays are coming. Duh, the holidays are here. And we do interviews on this program all the time. And today, or at least for this special edition here, we're going to explore some of those interviews. They suggest gifts for the holidays. Perhaps you don't know what to get your loved one or what to get the one you don't love. You're having a family gathering and you don't know how to put it together. You're having a holiday party and you don't know what foods to do, how to do it, what to do with it. You're perhaps traveling with the family or the kids. You don't know where to stay, where you're supposed to stay. You're eating too much candy. What's wrong with you? So we thought we would bunch all this holiday information into one. And if seriously, if you're thinking of you can't think of any more gifts, this show can probably help you out. You're going to hear many, many gift suggestions here from all different companies, all willing to sell you, I mean help you. So that's what we're going to do. So sit back, and if you need help, I guarantee you, you're going to get it right here on this program. You ready? Here we go. Hi,
Emily. Hi, Ron.
How you doing, Emily?
I'm wonderful.
Great. Emily Loftus is a TV personality, style, and beauty expert, former Rockette, featured on The Doctors, The Insider, The Real, The Hallmark Channel, Hollywood Today Live. She builds cabinets. She's a cruise director. It's amazing. This is everything. Okay. It's shopping time, and we're talking about the Holiday Glam Gift Guide, the official guide, according to Emily. Let's take a look at that. Okay. Now, what about, how do I get across the idea of what I want as a gift?
Oh, I say there's two different options. Number one, you give subtle hints, or number two, you drag that person with you and say, this is what I want.
So it's the indirect approach. Okay.
Exactly. We don't have time, and we don't have the space in our house or apartment to have all these things that we don't want that you're going to have to re-gift later. I'm all about quality over quantity, mm-hmm. and my favorite thing to give and to receive is jewelry. I mean, you cannot go wrong with jewelry in my eyes. Mm-hmm. My favorite jewelry line is Pandora. It's handcrafted 14-karat gold, sterling silver, and they just launched a gorgeous gift set, which is a sparkling wonderland that comes in a really lovely travel case.
Wow. Okay. That's nice stuff. They have a big selection over there, don't they?
Oh, Pandora has literally something for everyone, all age groups, timeless, funky, they have it all.
Okay. All right. Now, you know, I get a lot of gifts, and I give a lot of gifts that are fairly normal. You know, somebody else probably gave it to somebody else somewhere as well. I guess you're always looking for something that's unique and that the gift receiver knows that it's unique.
Yes. I always say that you want to really put thought behind it, because mm-hmm. this is someone that you love and adore. This is not just some random person on the street.
Supposedly.
Put thought behind it. Uh-huh. And I'm all about embracing the season. So instead of giving a gift, what if actually you go to a concert, or you go to the Nutcracker or Christmas tree lighting? Mm-hmm. So make it an activity, and that's the gift.
But why do women love jewelry so much? What is it about it? What does it do for a woman? I'm not a woman. I've never asked this question before. But what is it? How does it make you feel? Why is it so game changing?
Well, I'm going to tell you this right now. I just said this about 10 minutes ago. Offset. Uh-huh. Jewelry always fits. It doesn't matter if you are 10 pounds over, 10 pounds under.
Good point.
Jewelry, you put it on, you feel fabulous, and it sparkles and it's lovely, and it makes you almost feel like a little girl, and it's just something when you put it on, there's a spark in your heart, there's a spark in your eye when you put on jewelry. And you can even be 9 months pregnant and you can still put on your favorite pieces. So you just cannot go wrong without putting jewelry on.
All right. Okay. So it kind of makes it easy to shop for somebody because jewelry kind of works all, and like necklaces, they always fit. I guess you just have to, all you got to do is look at what they wear, what women wear, and say they probably like this kind of jewelry, and that's what I'll do.
Absolutely, and then you can always go into the store and talk to an expert and explain their personal style, and they will lead you in the right direction.
Yeah, that's good. Okay, you're a Rockette, I understand, as I said at the beginning.
Can you believe it? Yes, I'm old and retired now, but I was a Radio City Rockette, and it was a childhood dream. It was such a joy. I did 350 kicks per show, up to 4 shows a day.
Holy crap.
So think about that. I know.
About 4 years ago, I grew up in New York, so I used to go to Radio City all the time and watch the movies, and then the screen would go up into the ceiling and the Rockettes would come out. And I mean, I used to do that through my whole childhood, but I just went 4 years ago, and it was just like, man, there's nothing like it. And I just wanted to say that people should make a little New York visitation, stay overnight, go to the show. It's just so special. Talk about unique. There is nothing else like that.
There's nothing like that. And the show has been around since 1933. Yeah. There's two different numbers in the show that's been around since 1933.
Wow.
That's pretty darn perfect.
Wow.
And I have to share with you that Pandora is actually the official jewelry sponsor of the Radio City Rockettes. And they launched this incredible, I wish you could see it. Everyone needs to go look at it online. Mm-hmm. There is this gorgeous ornament. It's red, and you open it up, and there's an exclusive charm inside of it that you can put on a bracelet, on a necklace. So you go into the show with your family, and then you can get this incredible charm, and you can remember that special activity and that special date forever.
It's really some. I mean, I think they aired it on television like maybe 1 or 2 years ago. It's nothing close to actually. It actually snows in there. It's amazing, amazing stuff that goes on.
I love that you're a super fan. You got to come back. Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So I know that at least one of my gifts is going to be jewelry, and that Pandora can help me out with that. So where do I go for more information, as if I didn't know?
You're going to go to Pandora.net or pop into a local store. I always think it's so fun to actually walk into a store and put your hands on it and see the glorious jewelry in your own hands.
Wonderful. Hey, I wish you a wonderful holiday. Thank you so much, Emily, for the information today.
Thank you. Happy holidays.
Take care. Bye.
Hi, Ron.
Hey, Melissa. How are you?
How you been?
I've been great. I remember you.
Well, good. I remember you.
Well, there you go. That's mutual then. Hey, it's good to talk to you.
Of course.
Yes.
It's really nice to talk to you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Melissa Gerstein is the host of the SiriusXM show, The Moms, as you probably all know. And it's great to have you here, being one of the official moms of the world. Okay.
That's funny.
Right.
Thank you.
Yeah. You should trademark the word moms, and then you'd be all set.
You know, we did try to trademark it, believe it or not, and you can't.
Oh, my God. I should have assumed. Okay. All right. Let's talk about the holidays and family gatherings and that kind of thing. I find that rather stressful. I love people. Well, actually, I don't. But it's trying for me sometimes, and this is a weird time of year when people get together. So how do I handle some of these stresses, some of these things that I might encounter?
Oh, first of all, thanks for having me.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think actually the key to surviving the holidays, yes, everyone is stressed out, but you have to, A, plan ahead, mm-hmm. B, stay organized, and you have to stay healthy. And I'm working with some great companies, and I've got some great tips for you. And
okay.
So, you know, honestly, staying healthy is so key because you want to enjoy
mm-hmm.
your holiday season. So
mm-hmm.
if you're going to host at home, I don't know, Ron, if you're traveling,
mm-hmm.
but nobody has time to deal with a cold or sick kids, as I know as a mom. So
yes.
For my family, we always have the new homeopathic cold remedy medicated fruit drops from Zicam
mm-hmm.
in our medicine cabinet. I don't know if you've tried them before, but they are delicious. These gummy drops, they help shorten the length of a cold when taken at the first sign of symptoms.
Mm-hmm.
And if your family's like mine, everyone likes a different flavor. Everyone's got a different opinion. So it's great that they have an assortment of fruity flavors.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so that's, you know, when you feel, you know, aches and you think you're going to get sick or you're feeling sick, Zicam, I am telling you. But also, this time of year, it's not just about the cold symptoms that people need to worry about. People can also feel lonely and isolated when they have a cold. You know, they're stuck at home. So that's why Zicam is passionate about finding ways to help people stay connected and get them back to feeling better. So Zicam's ColdSense mobile app not only helps people stay on top of their potential exposure to the common cold, but it connects them to digital get well messages, which is so great.
Wow.
So friends, you got to download this app. So friends and loved ones, this cold season, you know, download the Zicam ColdSense mobile app.
Wow, that's different. That's different.
I know, it's super cool.
Let me go back to the gummy bear thing. That was a great invention because, I mean, nobody likes to take medicine and stuff, but gummy bears, I'll eat 1,000 of those things, which you're not supposed to do, by the way. I'm not saying you should have 1,000. I'm just saying that's fantastic. So good. All right, I got the cold thing taken care of.
Well, I need to stop you. They're not gummy bears. They're not candy. They are medicated fruit drops. So let's just make that very clear.
Melissa, it's the same. Fruit drops, still, okay? God.
Ron, I forgot you're a character.
No.
But let me also tell you something else. If you're going to travel this holiday season, we travel every holiday up to Toronto. So, but if your listeners are traveling or, you know, if you're having guests, you can be stressed out, I know. And listen, I'm sure, I don't know about you, but I've been there where the in-laws are sleeping on my couch or I'm sleeping on the in-laws' couch. And that is not comfortable,
not good.
Let me tell you.
Not good.
So, you should think about this, and your listeners should think about this. Plan a mini vacation where you can, like, have an experience during your holiday, you know, travel.
Uh-huh.
So my guests this year, they're going to stay at the Hilton Garden Inn. Uh-huh. And this year, the Hilton Garden Inn made even more enhancements to all of their award-winning food and beverage offerings. And every year, we drive to Toronto, and every year, we stay at the Hilton Garden Inn.
Good.
And let me tell you, the manager knows us now. My kids love this made-to-order breakfast. They're so excited for this little buffet that they get. So from that to their gourmet coffee, small plates like flatbreads and fresh hummus and veggies, it's a really great experience to have while you're visiting family. And after you visit your family, you can wind back at the hotel, and you can come back to your Hilton Garden and enjoy some of these handcrafted cocktails that are created by a mixologist.
Yes.
So you have to check out Hilton Garden Inn's website to find a location near you. Where are you again, Ron?
I'm in Boston area here.
Oh, so I'm sure there's plenty.
There are plenty, and I've stayed at them, and it's preferable. You know, when you visit somebody, they say, oh, you've got to stay with us, or you say, you know, what people are really saying is, I don't want to stay with you. It's nice visiting you. I'm going to go to a hotel. That's,
no, you say, no, thank you. I'm going to the Hilton Garden Inn. I'll meet you for dinner.
Because, you know, you can swim. Maybe there's pool, and then you can get away. You need to get away and have your, and have your fruit drops in privacy.
That's right. So what are you doing for the holidays, Ron?
I've got a big holiday party that I'm throwing.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, when I do a party, I always give a beginning time and an ending time to make sure they understand.
That's funny.
No, it's absolutely
true. Lights out by what, 8:30?
8:45.
Now, who are you having? Who's coming? This is exciting.
Well, I don't want to get that personal, but
people. Yes, I just got personal. I told you I go to Toronto.
Okay.
What are you doing?
Well, that's very different than me giving you a guest list at a party.
No, but is it friends? Is it family? You have 50 people? 20? Catered? What are you doing?
There's about 50. There's a little catering going on. It's neighborhood thing and, you know, some friends that I still have.
I love it. It sounds like chaotic and festive.
It is. I'd rather kind of go to Toronto.
No, you wouldn't.
Okay, fine. All right.
Although it's the same weather in Boston. It's all the same.
Yeah.
All right. I'm so excited. You're throwing a party.
Yeah, yeah. It's amazing. It's. I kind of force myself to socialize with people. But anyway, this is great. This is great. These are great tips because it is stressful for a lot of people. And these are some great ideas.
You got to stay healthy.
Yes.
You do. You got to stay healthy, and you got to check into a Hilton Garden Inn. That's it.
Hilton Garden Inn, Zicam, those two things, you are set for the whole season.
That's right. So you can go to my site, ronthemoms.com, and read more all about it, okay?
Well, funny you should say that. I was going to ask you about that, but I will do that now.
Good. Good,
okay.
Good.
Melissa, have a wonderful holiday, and my best to everybody there.
You too. Seriously, I always enjoy speaking with you. Okay?
Great. We'll talk again. Thank you.
Bye, Ron.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye. James Riccione joins us now. He's a chef, entertaining expert, and TV personality, and we're going to talk about family gatherings friend gatherings. If you're entertaining, these are some last-minute tips for the holidays, for getting people together. We got a couple of good-sized weekends for parties, so let's get started. Things are pretty hectic, and I know that we need some help from you here.
That's right. All kinds of gatherings during the holidays, friends, family, you got it all going on, and, you know, plus a million other things. We still got our regular lives. You've got, you know, work and kids, and plus you put all the shopping and cooking and entertaining on top of that. It gets to be a lot this time of year.
It does. Let's start with the important stuff, alcohol.
I like it.
Okay. I'm, you know, so many people drink white wine for fun and for entertainment, and then a lot of people drink red when they're a little more serious about wine. That's what I find. But how do you know what to pick and what brands to pick and what would be general favorites?
You know, I think especially when you're entertaining, you want to find two good wines and stick with just those, right? If okay. you're hosting a party, you know, you don't want to be interrupting conversation left and right and saying, oh, which red was that? Which white was that? You know, and trying to yeah. refill people's glasses. You want to make it easy on you. You want to make it easy on them so they can also, you know, refill their own glass if you want. So I like to pick out two great wines and just kind of keep them stocked all throughout the holidays, right? So you've got them there when friends pop by unexpectedly. Somebody shows up with a gift that you weren't expecting to show up with a gift. You're like, oh, I got this lovely bottle of wine for you. You know, yeah. it really works well. Two of my personal favorites are the Hobnob Pinot Noir and Skyfall Chardonnay. You can get both bottles for under $15. Skyfall Chardonnay comes from Washington State. It's crisp, balanced, really delicious. Hobnob Pinot Noir is fruit forward. Both of those are great wines on their own, just sipping and enjoying with friends, but they both really go well with food also.
Yeah, I agree with that. Because everybody brings wine to parties. Even if you tell them, I don't want anything, don't bring anything, they're going to bring wine. But I don't open, right. I don't open up their bottles. I just consider them gifts.
Absolutely.
Yeah, okay.
And you shouldn't feel pressure too, right? You know, take those, and because then you've got six different bottles of red open, and no one can figure out what the heck they were drinking, and it all becomes a mix anyway.
Excellent. Okay. All right, let's talk about kids. We're not supposed to, but let's talk about kids. So what the hell do you do with them?
Oh, boy. I'm still trying to figure that out. I've got two now, 2.5 and 8 years old, and I'm getting closer to figuring out that question. But, you do want to keep the kids entertained during the holidays. My kids, you know, we spend a lot of time in the kitchen. I love to try to find a way to get the kids involved, helping out with some crafts, putting out some decorations, you know, making cards, coloring something. I think, you know, it's great for them to have something to do and feel like they're helping out. And you know, this can be a great time to introduce them to some simple, fun dishes in the kitchen as well.
Okay. Now, what about the entertaining itself, the food? People go crazy. They spend days cooking, and then you got to coordinate the heating of it and make sure it's perfect, and then it has to move to a serving thing. That's so stressful, the whole food thing.
Yeah, don't do that, okay?
Don't do that. there's your advice.
Keep it simple. Get a nice mix of some store-bought items and, you know, focus on one or two really great things that you're going to make yourself. You don't need, you know, to be managing 5-6 different dishes as you're also trying to think about getting the house cleaned up and getting, you know, wine set out and all these different things that go along with holiday entertaining. You know, Use store-bought items. It's really okay. I love to, you know, just put out a nice display of some great, you know, dips with some sliced meats and cheeses and crackers and, you know, fresh vegetables. And you can make a beautiful display and kind of mix it up. You know, put out some nice serveware and you'll have a great display that everyone's going to enjoy. And you don't have to spend the whole day in the kitchen trying to make it happen.
Okay. And I understand that you say stock the pantry with stuff that you use all the time anyway, especially holiday kind of stuff.
Yeah, you know, absolutely. Things, you know, the worst thing to do is, you know, okay, you know, we'll make that special batch of cookies, and then you got no butter in the fridge.
Yeah.
You're out of sugar in the pantry. You're out of flour. So, you know, that stuff's not going to go bad. Go ahead and stock up. There's nothing worse than that last-minute trip to the store. So just go ahead and stock your pantry. You know, hummus is such a great, easy thing to make yourself, and, you know, makes part of a really simple holiday entertaining display. So get a couple extra cans of garbanzo beans so you have them in the fridge and you can whip up a batch at the last minute.
Okay. Careful with hummus, though, ladies and gentlemen, because it's packed with garlic, and socially, hummus is not a wonderful thing. It's my only disagreement with you.
Roast the garlic. Roast your garlic for your hummus, which is my favorite way to do it, and then it's a little more mild can be a little less offensive.
All right. Okay, fine. Let's talk about last-minute gifts, because everybody's talking about that. What do you do if you just, you know, maybe someone gave you something and you didn't have anything back and you got to get something really fast? What do you do?
Well, you know, In that sort of situation, having that wine on hand is a great thing.
Yeah.
But if you're looking for that perfect last-minute gift, you know, for that hard-to-shop-for person, the Amazon Fire HD8 tablet is a great gift. It's also a great way to, you know, we were talking about keeping the kids entertained. Right? This is the next generation of Amazon's highest customer-rated tablet. It's got an 8-inch display, 1 million pixels, so it's beautiful picture on there. And it's got 16 gigabytes of storage, and the best part is 12-hour battery life. So if you're getting ready for that long car trip or a plane flight, this is going to last you the whole way.
Yeah.
Plus, it comes equipped with Amazon Alexa, and it's all for $79.99.
Whoa. See, I remember just like 3-4 years ago, it was up around $179, and I had to think twice about it. Now it's like really affordable. I know it's still a lot of money, but you know that's affordable for a tablet. That's amazing.
It absolutely, and I mean the features you get for that price, it's really amazing.
And the Alexa thing's good for, you know, my kids use that for education. They ask questions and Alexa answers, and I mean that's how you learn, and they don't have to bother me. It's wonderful. Wonderful. Okay.
There you go.
Give me some. Oh, go on.
You know, another you know, amazing Alexa feature and a really just lifesaver around the holidays is LG Smart ThinQ appliances. So these function through an easy to use app or through Amazon Alexa or Google Home. And these appliances, I'm telling you, you know, you inevitably are going to make that last minute trip to the store because you forgot something anyway. Mm-hmm. While you're at the store, you can preheat your oven. You can tell your refrigerator to make more ice.
Yeah,
you can get your vacuum running.
Wow.
It'll even get a reminder that you left your laundry in the laundry.
Wow.
And you can go, you know, take care of that before guests arrive. So, you know, smart appliances through the LG Smart ThinQ app. You can manage everything on the go. That's going to save you a ton of time and a ton of headache in this crazy holiday time as well.
That's amazing. Alexa does everything. It's almost like you don't have to get married, only then you don't get the sex. You don't get sex, though. But otherwise, there's no reason. Okay. I'm sorry to say that. All right. We're running
out. As long as you're saying it, not me, I'm okay.
Yes, just don't. Okay, fine. Where do we get all this information in general where we need to get it?
Yeah, so people want to pick up more information on all the things we talked about here. Go to betterstuffforlife.com. And you'll find it all there.
Chef James, thank you so much for your time today. Have a great holiday.
All right. Thank you, Ron.
Right,
happy holidays.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Hey, Ron, how's it going?
I'm doing well. Scott Steinberg joins us now. He's a world-renowned tech expert and best-selling author, recognized by publications and media outlets all over the world. He joins us now with some last-minute tech ideas. I could use some first-minute ones, actually. I haven't done anything yet. So I kind of need your help. Pen and pencil set is where I usually end up. So help me along here.
Sure. definitely, Ron. I think we can get you sorted. We've got some great gift ideas for all interests and budgets. Teamed up with some top companies to take a look at what's out there. So right off the bat, if you're shopping for tech gifts, maybe think about storage and security. They don't always come to top of mind, but they're super practical and useful. So, for example, let's say you want to take all sorts of files, music, movies, photos with you wherever you go, and you want easy access across a PC, smartphone, tablets, your full range of devices. Check out the Samsung Portable SSD T5 Portable Drive. It's basically smaller than most business cards, but it lets you store up to 2 terabytes of files on it, and it's super quick. You can get 100 photos off it in like 3 seconds flat. Comes in alluring blue or deep black, so great stocking stuffer there. And, of course, if you are getting lots of new high-tech devices, like a PC or a Mac or an Android device, you're going to want to make sure that you protect them. So the gift of cybersecurity protection from Kaspersky Total Security 2018, another great option there. Really, the ultimate software suite when it comes to protecting your privacy, your money, your identity across a full range of devices. And what's neat about it, they have like a secure connection feature. So basically, if you're on a public Wi-Fi hotspot, you can browse with confidence. They have a URL advisor that will keep you from clicking on bad links. They even have a safe money feature that will keep your online shopping and banking information safe.
Okay.
Excuse me.
All right. You're a tech expert, not a doctor. So So what else do you have that a tech person, a savvy person, might actually want?
Sure. Well, you might not think of this off the top of your head, but if you got a thrill seeker in the family, I would definitely go to Harley Davidson's website. It's h-d.com, because you're going to find all sorts of great tech gifts there, and you also find all sorts of low-tech gifts as well. So a good option, for example, would be the Boom Audio wireless Bluetooth headset they've got. It offers hands-free calling, easy access to music. You can enjoy voice-controlled GPS directions. They have all sorts of clothing and apparel, like a 1903 pullover hoodie. There's even a riding academy if you want to learn how to ride a motorcycle in just a few days. Amazing gift there in terms of an experience. But have you seen Jibo yet? This is really cool, too.
No, I
haven't.
Do
you know about what I'm talking about with Jibo?
I do not.
So this is actually the
world's the robot. Yes. We interviewed the Jibo creator a little while ago. Yes, now I recall.
Oh, yeah, it's awesome. It's a social robot for the home. Great gift idea, whether you're shopping for a child, a parent, a spouse. Basically, you're going to love interacting with him. He's got the personality of an 11-year-old boy, so he loves to greet you, tell jokes, take photos, lend a helping hand. And it's a lot of fun to play. They can even dance. And by the way, there's an offer going on. It's $75 off plus free shipping and 2-day shipping. So kind of amazing gift idea there, and definitely one that's going to blow the neighbor's mind.
That's what I need, another 11-year-old child. Well, whatever. Okay.
I can only handle so many.
Right? Okay, Reyes. Okay, what else you got?
So other things, I actually have a new book out. It's called Parenting High-Tech Kids, which you can find on Amazon. And it's all about what do you need to know to keep your family safe. And what do you need to know before putting high-tech devices in their hands?
There you go.
Excuse me. Check that out.
Yep, okay.
If you're a gamer, there's a couple new systems. You got the Xbox One X, super powerful, that's 4K graphics. Oh. You also have the Nintendo Switch, which is portable and can travel wherever you go. So a lot of great options out there. You might also see the Echo Show from Amazon. So it's like a talking speaker, but also has a video screen, so you can video conference with friends and family or watch movies. A lot of great gift ideas. But if you go to selectcitymag.com, again, selectcitymag.com, you'll find all sorts of other great gift options, too.
All right. Well, so that's where I go to get the full list, then.
Absolutely, yeah. Like I was saying, our magazine, Select Your City Secrets Unlocked. And you can also get some hints and tips on the best holiday events going on, or restaurants to dine at, or places to be.
Wow, you got it all going there.
Well, we're trying. There's a lot of ground to cover, but we're going to do these holidays right.
Okay. Well, it's great talking to you, Scott, and happy holidays to you.
Same to you, Ron. Thanks again.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Hi, Ron.
Hey, Tara. How you doing?
I'm great. How are you? Happy holidays.
Same to you. Tara Kraft, as you know, is a lifestyle expert and former editor-in-chief of Shape. She's featured on Fox News Channel, MTV, Pop Sugar, MSN.com, and so much more. She joins us now to talk about what do women really want for the holidays. I don't know what they really want for any time, really. So
Well, I'm here to help. I've got great gift-giving ideas for you, Ron.
Okay, well, let's get started because I have no idea what to do, and it's getting into crunch time here.
Okay, well, first off, you want to avoid fast fashion trends. You want to opt instead for more meaningful, timeless gifts that hold value.
Right.
And diamonds are the ultimate.
Oh, the diamonds, yes.
They embody authenticity and beauty, and they have inherent value. In fact, a recent survey by Real as a Diamond found that most millennial women prefer a standout, authentic item over lots of cheaper ones. So really, buy something timeless, not those trendy items.
All right, but it has to be a real diamond?
It definitely, authenticity. I mean, women feel more confident while wearing diamonds. The survey showed that, as well as it showed that diamonds are viewed as a long-term investment by women in themselves. So now is the time to buy, because 7 in 10 shoppers end up buying something for themselves during the holiday season.
Yes, that's true. That's what I do. Now, Tara, now I don't know that much about diamonds. I couldn't tell a diamond from a pencil. So how do I know what I'm doing?
So more than looking for the size or anything else, you want to find something that is unique and really screams something about that woman who you're buying for.
Right.
And by the way, according to Facebook, the most popular time of year to get engaged is right now, the holidays, far more so than Valentine's Day. Diamonds are also an incredible heirloom piece for generations to come, so they're a true investment, whether you're shopping for a significant other, your daughter, or even yourself. Diamonds are a great, beautiful choice.
Okay. Now, what if she already has diamonds? Are there never enough diamonds?
There are never enough diamonds.
Okay.
I mean, have you ever seen the look on someone's face when receiving a diamond? It's priceless. It brings immense joy. So let's say the woman in your life already has a pair of diamond studs. Well, why not invest in a pair of hoops? They're really classic. I'm wearing a pair of hoops myself today. I love them. I happen to know that Suzanne Kalin makes these incredible hoops right now, and so does Doran Wallach, Gabriel and Lisa Nick. They have really cool, unique-shaped designs. So that's an option. You could also look to purchase some stacking rings.
Mm-hmm.
They're really amazing right now because you can mix and match them. And so that's something you can really customize for the woman in your life. So sets by Memoir, Forevermark, Pomellato, and Sette Couture, they're just amazing.
Okay.
Now, let's say you want to instead go for a necklace. So lariats and Y necklaces are so hip right now because they're a real popular silhouette.
Yeah.
Barbara Novak diamonds
and
David Yurman make incredible ones. And David Yurman even has one that is adjustable.
Yes. Okay. I don't know these people, but they sound like they're big people.
They're amazing people to know, especially when you want to buy diamonds.
Well, of course. I'm always safe with necklaces because I don't have to get sizes or anything like that. So I love going the necklace route.
The necklace route is a great idea, but so are diamond studs.
Yeah.
Really, they're something that's timeless. Every woman wants a pair of diamond studs. And in fact, you can have diamond studs in plenty of different sizes and different shapes. So that's something really cool.
Okay, now what if I'm not going the diamond route, or I already did, and I want to do something else, what's second to diamonds?
So I would say, again, go with something timeless and classic, like a black bag. You simply can't go wrong. Let's say you don't want to go with an accessory. You could try something like a trench coat. That's really great. But I have to say, nothing looks better with a trench coat than a pair of diamonds.
I knew you were going to say that. All right. Fine. So the idea is to go to an expert somewhat and let them suggest, and then you make a decision from that.
And also know who you're buying for.
Yeah.
You know, that's something really important. But really, the main thing I want to drive home is that you want something authentic, something timeless, and something meaningful that will hold value. You know, these fast fashions, they're just simply not worth it because they're not an investment.
Right. Okay. It is an investment because we're not talking $10 here. But I have a feeling that if you get an item like this, then you don't have to shower a woman with gifts, they'll just faint when they see the diamond, and that'll be like pretty much your deal.
Exactly. Something special, one authentic item is all you need, especially one that sparkles.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, I guess be in a room with a lot of light so it sparkles a lot. Seriously, I think that really is a good idea.
Well, the holidays, there's lots of festive lights around. So yeah. If you do gift that special someone with a diamond, yeah. You know, she will be dazzling.
Okay. And it's a little awkward and freaky to get a diamond for somebody you've only been on one date. Let's clarify that, too. It has to be for somebody special.
Of course, someone special, absolutely.
Okay.
But, you know, if you need to find, if you want more tips and information on buying diamonds, you can always head to realisadiamond.com. Plus, you can join in the social conversation at realisadiamond or #realisrare.
Well, Tara, thank you so much for the information. I think I want a diamond now, but I don't know who's going to get me a diamond.
Hey, why not invest in some diamond-encrusted cufflinks? They're perfect for a guy.
Oh, yeah. Well, then I have to make sure my sleeves are short so that everybody can see the diamonds. Isn't that something? No, isn't that part of it? I mean, isn't part of the recipient is showing other people what they got? That's how proud they are of what they've just received.
Well, I think it's the joy.
Yeah.
But honestly, if you purchase diamond encrusted cufflinks for yourself,
yes.
It's more that it's a long-term investment in yourself, and it will make you feel a little more special and confident. There's just a wow feeling that diamonds give you. It's not necessarily that you have to show them off. It's what a diamond does for you.
Okay, how it makes you feel. Right.
Exactly.
Tara, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you.
Take care.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hey, good morning, Ron. Doing fine. How are you?
I'm not so bad so far. Sarah Terry is... so far. She's a senior vice president, resident family engagement, Brookdale Senior Living Incorporated. We've spoken to her before. The holidays are upon us. You can't not know that. And you have family visiting or seniors over to the house, grandparents, whatever the case may be, and sometimes there's some extra considerations just to make sure everything goes well, I understand.
That's for sure, Ron, and just a pleasure to be with you this morning. And certainly it is the holidays. The holidays are upon us, and it is a really important thing to think about having your loved ones over for the holidays, especially your senior loved ones.
Yeah.
And a little planning ahead can go a long way.
Now, I'm not exactly senior, but I'm damn scared of falling down. So I can imagine, I mean, I assume that means get rid of the clutter, make sure the walk is nice and dry, especially when you're living in the north.
Absolutely. Falling is really a challenge for any age, but especially for our elders over 65 and above. And so clearing that clutter outside as well as in your home before your grandparent or parent arrives is really, really important. You might think it's normal, but really take a look with fresh eyes and pick up all the clutter, remove any items, throw rugs are an issue. Electric cords can be an issue as well.
Yeah.
Computer cords, all kinds of things.
Wow. Okay. And I would assume try to escort them when you can.
Yeah, you know, I was thinking about when my mom used to come to our house for the holidays, and we would assign the younger generations to make sure that we had a village to make sure my mom got into the home safely.
Good.
So that's a great idea to leverage your younger generations to help the older generations.
You know what's difficult, Sarah, is sometimes seniors have a lot of pride. And I it's a combination of pride and not admitting that you have to be extra careful. It's kind of a combo deal. But sometimes it's difficult because they know that extra attention is being paid to them, and they might buck it a little bit and say, hey, you know, I'm all right. I know what I'm doing. So, I mean, there's a little psychology going on there, I guess.
There sure is, and I think that's the foundation to a productive visit, is really communicating and having solid two-way communication with your loved one in advance, and not from a directive standpoint, but from a let's make this a really successful, memorable holiday experience for everyone. And I think that's a key point that you've hit on, Ron. Exactly. You want to empower your elder to really be, you know, in the driver's seat of this and not to feel like they're being, quote-unquote, taken care of.
Yeah, it's a fine line sometimes, and you have to be
There is.
We're mindful of that. What about the holiday meal itself and the ways that we do communicate when we're having conversations?
Well, and I think that comes into play, especially if you have an elder with living with dementia,
mm-hmm.
and looking at the meals and making sure that your table is very clear. And one recommendation we always say at Brookdale is using contrast with mm-hmm. the place setting and the plates, as well as with the food. For example, putting corn next to the mashed potatoes or the cranberry sauce next to the turkey, so that there's actual visual contrast. With food. Mm-hmm.
Very, very interesting.
I think on the communication piece, I think just really having calm, good conversations about expectations
mm-hmm.
and how things are going to go during that holiday period.
Yeah, okay. Wow, any other tips?
Well, I think, you know, we really feel at Brookdale, you know, we serve more than 100,000 seniors across the country every day and every night, and we just think that honoring our oldest generations is one of the greatest gifts that we have, and I always recommend that families keep that in mind as well. Sometimes it's very difficult with the stress of being a caregiver that we can lose perspective, and the holidays are a great time to kind of reorient yourself towards that perspective.
That's interesting. What about what if someone's going to stay overnight? Any special precautions there?
Sure, that's a great question, Ron. I think one thing is, you know, it's unfamiliar surroundings. So if you can select a room on the main floor of your home, make sure that there's plenty of lighting. Check the lighting in the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
Check walkways, kitchens, living room.
Mm-hmm.
How are they accessing a nightlight in the bathroom for sure?
Yeah.
Making sure the furniture is accessible in and out of the bed.
Yeah.
If you have to use stairs, we do suggest using some contrast strips to make it more visible, if that will help your elder.
Okay.
Same with the bathroom, Ron. Mm-hmm. Looking at some non-slip strips and shower chairs and those types of things.
Excellent. Yeah. So I guess what you're saying, the key is just think a step ahead more than you normally would.
That's exactly right, because I think everybody wants to have that really memorable intergenerational holiday, and the more we plan ahead and communicate, the better off it'll be.
Perfect. Where do I get more information?
You can go to our website at brookdale.com, and there's lots of information there about supporting your loved one.
Perfect. Thank you so much for your time today, and we'll talk again. Have a great holiday.
Really appreciate it, Ron. Happy holidays.
Okay, take care. Bye-bye.
Okay, thanks so much. Yep, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hello.
Hello, Maria Francisca Kika. She's here. It's Kika Rocha, we know her as. She's been with us before. She is the go-to person for fashion and beauty. And with the holiday season, we're talking fashion and beauty.
Of course.
Of course. What's hot this season, Kika?
Well, you know, it's the season for thinking about great gifts. And for me, fragrance is always a great, great alternative. When we find our favorite fragrance, it becomes part of our personality. It's like one of those important invisible accessories that makes all the difference. So we have different options for both ladies and gentlemen. So we can start going over maybe some of the great alternatives that we have.
Well, let me
ones.
Yeah, let me ask you first, how would I know what fragrance to get the other person? How would I know what their liking would be?
If you know the person well enough, because I think that offering a fragrance is something very, very special.
Yes.
So you have to, if you're thinking of gifting someone with that, you have to know, at least ask.
Mm-hmm.
Or you might tell by what she's wearing.
Mm-hmm.
It's important to know if they like a citrusy fragrance, mm-hmm. or if they're more into the flowery, sweet type,
right.
something more classic. And for men as well,
yep.
because then you don't want to go wrong. I mean, if it's someone who would never wear like a very
Correct.
Sweet fragrance and you give them that, I mean, you're going to kill them with that. So you have to make sure what is the type of fragrance that they like, and then go for that and ask around. And it's nice to know the ingredients behind an option, so you can surprise them with maybe something different. I know you're into roses. This is a new fragrance that has 2 to 3 different alternatives. So that is like a nice way of saying, I know what you like, and this could be a new and great option for you.
So think about that. Yeah, so it turns into a personal gift all of a sudden then.
Yes, it is. I mean, you have to at least find out what's their, because their personality also says a lot. Mm-hmm. So if it's someone that's energetic or if it's someone that's very classic, then that's also another way. But I really think of that finding out the notes and the mm-hmm. components of the fragrance and the style of the person can give you like a clue, so you won't miss out on your idea and your gift.
Okay, let me ask you, because I've never really known this. Where do I put that bad boy? What part of the body is it most effective or even enticing?
Yes, well, pulse points are really important.
Mm-hmm.
I also do it like in the behind the in the neckline, in the back.
Yeah.
That lasts for a long, long time, and of course pulse points. And then the last thing that I do is like I spray the fragrance in the air, and you walk into this cloud, and it makes sure that it stays from head to toe without being too overwhelming. Because sometimes when you just spray it all over yourself, I mean, you have to remind yourself that as a courtesy to others, you can't just like overdo it. Even if it's a wonderful, beautiful fragrance, not everybody might be into it.
Correct.
So you don't want to become that, here comes that smelly.
Here's a person, yes, we can smell the person across the room. As nice as they smell, I don't want to smell them across the room.
No. Okay. No, too much is too much. So that's very important.
Okay, so walk into it. I did not know that.
Yes,
that makes a lot of
cloud.
Sense.
That's an easy tip to keep in mind,
okay.
Both for men and women. It works on both.
Kika, do you know what I used to do when I was younger and I couldn't afford things? I used to walk into Bloomingdale's in New York, and I walked past the fragrance counter, and I just spray myself with whatever I wanted, and then I go out on a date. I never
and then
had
you
the
go. Out.
Yes.
Every day a new fragrance.
Exactly.
That's a bit
of- Well, I lived across the street, so it was otherwise I wouldn't have done that, but it's
easy. You had it very easy. You had your whole store for you every day.
Yes,
and
I
what
did.
Kind of fragrances do you like?
Okay,
like more
I like the vanilla sweet.
Vanilla.
Kind of thing.
Okay.
Well, I like it on other people, so I get the male counterpart to that fragrance is what I do.
Mm-hmm.
And so that it works for me. Actually, you know, I sometimes don't care that other people like the smell or not. If I feel good in it, then that makes a difference in my personality, so I go with that.
Hmm.
Yeah. You don't
but
agree.
Don't overdo it with the
I won't.
No, I do. No. But don't overdo it in terms of like using too much anyway.
No, I'm going to walk into the cloud. I'm doing clouds now.
Walk into the cloud. All right.
Okay.
So you want to go over some like
yes.
nice
yes. Let's,
ideas?
Let's do it because I don't know what to do. You tell me
okay.
now.
Okay. Well, let's do some girls
okay.
first.
Okay. All right.
There's one that I love, and we were talking about New York and that magic of New York. So we have the Tiffany fragrance. It comes in the blue, beautiful box. It's called Skyline, and it's a limited edition, and the bottle comes in with the beautiful diamond cut. So it's like getting a little bit of New York inside this blue box,
nice.
And then the notes of the fragrance are very nice. They have this mandarin citrusy touch, but then they have the iris flower, and iris is a very luxurious component for perfume, very exotic. So that's like one classic that you won't miss out on. And
mm-hmm.
the person that is, you have to think of someone who's very classic, very elegant. That would be a great option.
Okay.
Also, Chloe, the Absolue de Parfum is beautiful. Then that one has roses. Many women are into like this classic drier alternative.
Mm-hmm.
And it's beautiful. So Chloe, these two are very classic. If you want to move into something like younger and more dynamic, Daisy Marc Jacobs by Marc Jacobs. The bottle is beautiful. It's one of those happy, happy bottles. And then the fragrance inside is very dynamic as well. It has strawberry, it has violet, jasmine, and then sandalwood for this like final touch. Gucci Bloom also for like a younger crowd, teenager, jasmine, tuberose, And then Gucci Guilty is also nice, but that's more seductive. It has pepper, geranium. I love to find out about all these ingredients, because then that, then you get to see how the personality of the fragrance and if it adjusts to your own. So we mentioned something more classic, something younger. Well, that Gucci Bloom and Gucci Guilty are ideal for your, I don't know, girlfriend, sister, younger daughter. And then when it comes to men, I'm trying to see here which one would fit you according to your vanilla thing. I don't have anything with vanilla
My vanilla thing.
I have something that has cinnamon, that has woody notes, and it's the bottled tonic from Hugo Boss.
Right.
But it also has this like grapefruit, orange, lemon. So it's more, it's like a fresher idea. It's called Bottle Tonic by Hugo Boss. And this bottle is very, very popular. Every 2 seconds, there's one bottle being sold. It's incredible. That one is a big, big popular. And then for something more sexy, it's The Scent by Hugo Boss. And that one has ginger, cardamom, and the maninka fruit. Very exotic. Wow. And leather. I don't know if you're like into drier,
I'm into drier.
And then another classic is Eternity for Men by Calvin Klein.
Okay.
And this one has sandalwood, vetiver.
That's nice.
Mandarin, lavender. That one is
nice.
But that's one of those fragrances that has been around for a long, long time.
Yeah.
And it's still very popular for for classic and very masculine guys. And it has that woodsy trail behind, which is nice and very... Yeah. I'll get you a vanilla one for next time.
Yeah, next time, You know what you are? You're a fragrance chef.
I love it. It's just beautiful. You can mix and
that's what you're doing. I thought you were talking about food for a minute, but you're talking about fragrances. And
it is. But then, listen, don't smells of food bring you back memories
those are the ones, special moments
of your life.
It's part
for
of
me, it, music and fragrance.
Yes.
Are just like, and smell, scent.
Yeah. Another thing you were mentioning, because this is a gift, it's gift time.
Exactly.
You're also talking about the packaging and the bottles and the marketing thereof, and that makes a big difference because that's part of the gift. When you see a beautiful bottle or something packaged really nice and seductively, that's part of the gift, actually. And
very important. Yeah. And then you just want to keep it and show it off. I mean, for girls, the most beautiful fragrances that I have are always out in my bathroom. It's just nice to walk in and find that little...
Absolutely.
Exactly. Show it off. So the prices for all these things that we mentioned are under $150.
Okay.
And of course, the Tiffany's, Chloe, those that I mentioned that have the limited editions are a little bit more expensive, again, because you said what you said, the packaging.
Yeah.
But then all the others are below $100. But then it's money well spent, and it's something that you will have with you for a very long, long time.
It's a gift. Website that we can visit. Website we can visit to get
Macy's. Macy's.com.
Okay.
You'll find more information about all these delicious ingredients we've been talking about to create your own special recipe.
Excellent. Okay. I think in my story when I was younger, I mentioned the wrong store, but that's okay. Anyway.
Thank you for sharing your story.
Thank you. Kika, it's always a pleasure speaking to you, and I'm sure we'll talk again.
Thank you. Same here. Yes. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Happy holidays.
Same to you.
Morning, Ron.
How you doing, Carmen?
I'm doing good, and yourself?
I'm not so bad. Carmen Ornondez joins us now. She's a leading style, beauty, and lifestyle expert, TV personality, spokesperson, and founder behind Viva Fashion. And we're talking about gifts for the holidays, because a lot of us don't know what to get. We're just like gifted out. We have no idea what to do anymore. And I guess we're going to look toward the fashion end of it.
Yes, exactly, Ron. I mean, it's so stressful sometimes to go shopping during this season. So I partnered up with Target. I'm going to be talking about some of the coolest, most affordable gifts for everyone on your list. I'm going to make your life so much easier today.
Okay, bring me into that store where the people wear red and tell me what I can, what can I take advantage of?
Sure. Well, they've actually created four entirely new gifting collections at Target, and it's actually organized by recipient and personality.
Okay.
So you can find the perfect gift for everyone, whether it's a family member, a coworker, a teacher. You know, they have so many options. It's going to be so easy to find the perfect gift all in one place, and most of the items are under $15 and exclusive to Target, because we all want to, you know, we all want to take care of our wallets, so we want to save money. So you're going to find really great gifts and affordable.
Okay.
So that's very important.
Okay. So it's easy to shop for, if you're a woman, it's easy to shop for a guy, because a guy never buys anything for himself. So there's a lot of stuff going on. But as a guy, I have trouble shopping for a woman. So help me out here.
Of course. Well, I always say it's all about finding what the interest is.
All right.
And Target's gifting collection, it has different gifts that are very stylish for everyone, whether it's the coffee and wine lover, the savvy spa goer. For example, if you have any women in your life that love to travel, I love the idea of getting them gifts like travel accessories, like luggage tags, which always come in handy, like a travel neck pillow. Also, if you have any friends that love to write, journals, stationery are also really great gifts. They're very affordable. Also, bath and beauty products. I mean, every woman loves to relax. They love to pamper themselves. So you could get them something like bath bombs, like products for the body are also really great, especially for the hardworking moms, for coworkers. So these are really great gifts. I know teenagers can be really picky to shop for as well. So they actually have Target has a curated collection, perfect for young fashionistas. You could get them gifts like some fuzzy socks, some eye masks. I also love giving teenagers like makeup bags, and you can throw in some makeup brushes because they're always experimenting with new looks and styles. So these are really fun gifts that you can get them.
Okay. All right. What about stocking stuffers?
Stocking stuffers. Well, one of my biggest tips, especially creating a stocking stuffer that won't break the bank, is try to stick to a theme. You know, I love the idea of a hot cocoa themed stocking. For example, you can start it off with one larger item, such as a mug, and then you can fill it out with things like hot cocoa toppings, like marshmallows, and some fun snacks. And this is a theme that works very well for the entire family. You know, you could just swap out the mug, swap out the toppings, and most of the items range between $1 and $5. So you can really create a stocking stuffer that's affordable. Everyone's going to enjoy it. I mean, who doesn't love hot chocolate Christmas morning? So it's a really great gift to get.
You know, a lot of people, you know, obviously you shop for the holidays for, you know, to give gifts. But then a lot of people continue to shop after that, and that's where you get kind of creative for yourself as well.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Well, one of the things that I like, especially for the entire family, for myself, is coming up with gifts to really start new holiday traditions.
Yeah.
For example, I love the idea of giving games, and Target actually has this collection that features classic games for the entire family, like Rustic Candyland, Connect Four. These are gifts that the entire family is going to enjoy, and you can also spend time together, like having fun, playing these games. Also, a gingerbread house is another fun idea for families, especially families that have younger kids. Mm-hmm. You can pick and decorate out, decorate a gingerbread house. It's always so much fun. And I know the men is, you know, I think some men think they're easy to shop for, but I think they're some of the hardest.
Really? I thought I was easy because I never buy anything.
No, they're, in my opinion, they can be hard to shop for, but Target actually has a collection that's perfect for the hard to shop for guys. I always say it's all about picking something that they'll want and they'll use.
Yeah.
For example, and also that something that goes with their interests. For example, the cocktail connoisseur, you could get them something like a bar set. Target also has this threshold drinking set, which is great. Also, for the bearded men, you could get them like a beard grooming kit, which is also another really great option.
Okay, and underpants and socks. I'm serious. That's really, that's where you start. And that's not where you finish, but that's where you start. Okay.
Yeah.
Some of these gift ideas, what if I didn't have a lot of cash and I wanted to stay under a certain budget? Plenty of opportunity there?
Yes, definitely. Well, most of these items that I'm telling you about today are under $15.
Oh, really?
You know, so you could, under $1.5.
$1.5.
You know, a lot of people think 50, but it's under $15.
All right.
So you don't have to break the bank. You could get these really great gifts, and they're just making our life so much easier because they're already kind of picked out for us. They're curated collections, So you're going to be able to give a gift that someone is going to love, and you don't have to break the bank.
Sounds great. We're running short of time. I'm going to assume that if I wanted more information, I might go to Target.com. Is that right?
Yes, definitely. You could also go to the store. They have their collections there. They have tons of great stuff.
Carmen, thanks for the time today.
Thank you, Ron. Right. Have a great day.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye. Hi, Ron.
Hi, Melanie. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Great. Melanie Mananero joins us now. She spent the last 20 years as editor and writer for media brands, including Shape, Better Homes and Gardens, Redbook, Cosmopolitan, 17, HGTV Magazine. She builds her own houses. She changes her own oil in her car. She's an amazing woman. Okay. We're talking about entertaining. This is the season to do that. And a lot of people are holding parties and get-togethers. It's a very stressful time when you do something like that.
It can be, right? But it doesn't have to be. You see, that's why I'm here.
That's why you're here. I knew there was a reason you were here. All right. Now, if you have a number of people coming over to the home, what are some tips on how to make things easier and what to do with them?
Yes. Well, okay. The first rule is, remember two things. You want to stay organized and you want to do as much prep ahead of time before they get there as you possibly can. And one of my favorite ways to do that, actually, is to use the new Crock-Pot Express Crock Multi-Cooker. It is Crock-Pot's first pressure cooker, so that's a big deal. And I don't know how familiar you are, but pressure cookers cook things fast. And so with the Express Crock, it actually functions as a slow cooker or a pressure cooker or a steamer. It sautés, it browns, it has 8 one-touch meal options. So there's a lot of choices when you're really trying to streamline your cooking and holiday entertaining. So one of my favorite dishes to make when company comes is coq au vin, which is chicken and wine.
Yes.
And that normally takes hours to prepare. And, I'm tucked away in the kitchen while everybody's in my living room having fun.
Yes.
But with the multi-cooker, it takes 30 minutes start to finish, which is great because then I could be in the living room with everybody.
My God, that's it?
Yeah, it's awesome. And, truthfully, it's awesome for entertaining, but it's also awesome just, when you're home during this busy season. You don't feel like cooking on any old random day.
Yeah.
Just toss in some ingredients and you can have a home-cooked meal in 70% less time than you normally would.
Wow. The hell with the guests. That's great for every day.
Yeah,
exactly. Wow. Okay. All right. Give me some other ideas.
Well, of course, when your company arrives, you want to feed them something to start, nibbles, and I put out a nice spread. And there, I like to use popcorn. Popcorn's great because it's inexpensive, right? It costs just pennies to make. It's a crowd pleaser.
Uh-huh.
And also, it's got the health angle going. So it's gluten-free, it's non-GMO, it's a whole grain, it's naturally low in fat and calories, which is something else people are concerned about this time of year. Good for your waist and your wallet, let's say. and it's really versatile. So you can either go the sweet route with drizzled chocolate, cinnamon sugar, that kind of thing, or you can go the savory route with seasoning blends. And so what I'm doing this year, I'm sort of in an Italian mood, so I've got an Italian topping thing going on with herbs like rosemary and basil, but you could sort of swap in any that you love, garlic salt, paprika, Parmesan cheese, toss that together, toss it with the popcorn and a drizzle of melted butter or olive oil cooking spray, and you've got a crowd pleaser.
You're making a whole meal out of popcorn.
Exactly. I mean, you could. I've done it. So.
Okay. That's interesting. I've never heard of that. I've heard of like buttered popcorn and maybe some caramel, but nothing with seasoning. That's interesting. That's an interesting idea.
Yeah, you could really get creative with this stuff.
Okay. Well, now shock me again.
Okay. I'm about to really surprise you with my next creative move.
All right.
Because we're moving on to desserts, of course, as one does. and I love desserts. I love baking. I just love eating them, the whole thing. but, of course, keeping in line with this holiday entertaining idea, you really want to create, make some things that are easy, not going to be too much effort, but are going to have a big impact.
Yes.
And so I've noticed a sweet savory trend in desserts lately, so I wanted to play with that and
took a riff on the flourless chocolate cake, which is always, you know, a fan favorite, to create a dark and smoky, almost flourless cake. And I do have a secret ingredient.
Yeah.
It is Cholula Chipotle hot sauce.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I know. Surprising, but it's so wonderful because the smoky flavor of the chipotle is the perfect pairing with the dark, intense chocolate. And this cake, like, as soon as I put it out, people go back for seconds and maybe thirds.
Wow.
It's fun. It's fun. And what's nice is I like, it's a beautiful presentation as well because I like to dust it right before serving with some powdered sugar and chipotle powder for just sort of an extra sweet, sweet smoky kick.
See, normally, normally I would say you're crazy, but but it sounds kind of interesting.
I'll tell you, it's so good. And it's been really fun to experiment with hot sauce. You know, I feel like that's my ingredient of the season because I also, we have a, I did a pepita brittle, which is really good. So instead of like a peanut brittle, it's the pumpkin seed brittle. And there I use the Cholula original hot sauce, although I've also been playing with the Cholula green pepper hot sauce in that same recipe, and it's really delicious. It's one of those, brittle is one of those things that's easy to make. You know, you break it into pieces, so it's easy to serve, and people just nibble on it, or you can sort of package it very pretty and give it as a hostess gift.
See, you just give me a great idea. I mean, holidays or no holidays, have a culinary adventure party. And tell people to come over. You're going to have foods you've never tasted before, and it's going to be like one after the other. I would go to that. I'd pay money for that. I'd pay you $10.
That's genius. I like that idea. We should do this.
Well, you came up with it. I mean, I just put it together. You have all the stuff. I can't
there
do it
go.
Without your food. All right, one more hint.
Oh, let's think. Well, I mean, honestly, this one's an easy one,
okay.
But you... Really, people just want to help. When guests come to your home, they just want to help. So if you are stuck in the kitchen, I don't know, dusting that flourless chocolate cake because you're a perfectionist.
as you do.
I like to do it right at the table, but to each their own. You know what? Just invite people to join you. Invite people to help. You know, it is a gathering. Everyone's here to see you. So don't get too caught up in, you know, tucking yourself away.
Yeah.
Just be out there and just have fun.
Yeah. Or, as I am antisocial, I use it as a shield. So, I mean, it just works for everybody. One way or the other.
I love it.
Okay. Where do we get information on some more of these ideas and some of the ones you've mentioned?
Oh, yeah. For info about these ideas and more, you can go to the brand's Facebook pages or their websites.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much. You've kind of opened up my my culinary ears here, and I appreciate that.
I'm so glad. Have a happy holiday season.
You too, Melanie.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Dana Holmes joins us. She's a gifting expert, founder of the Metro Mom Club. And we're talking about the gifts that give back. What does that mean, Dana?
Well, you know, it's gifts that feel good to give, really. This time of year, it's so important to think about not just who you're giving to or what you're buying, but really the impact that it's going to have on the people you're giving to and on the lives of other people. So I've partnered with some great brands to help you give more meaningful gifts this holiday season.
Now, do companies participate in charities? Is that one way of giving back?
It is. It is. But the first one I want to talk to you about is helping people stay organized. Because as you know, this time of year is crucial to stay organized. And there's so much going on. It's super easy to find yourself in a time crunch. And actually, a recent Gladiator survey announced that 86% of Americans wish they had more time for their hobbies, their friends, and their family. I know I fall into that category as well. And so when you're thinking about gift giving, give them back some time and focus on the activities that they want to do, that they love to do. In fact, Gladiator, the leader in storage and organization for 15 years, recently unveiled their gear track pack systems. And these kits are amazing. They're super affordable and they're super cool. And what they are is each kit comes with a movable track that also comes with a bunch of hooks and bins to organize your life, organize your passions, and make it easier for you to access them and do the things that you love to do.
Like their bike gear track pack, for example, has this innovative way to store bikes. I don't know about you, but a lot of people have a lot of trouble getting their bikes in and out of the garage because it's just kind of jammed in somewhere. But this actually lets you store it on the wall, and you can get it out nice and easy for, to take those bike rides that you've been saying you'll take.
Mm-hmm.
And they also have a sports caddy gear track pack that's a great system for stashing your gear after a pickup game. And it keeps it in the garage, so you can throw your dirty stuff right in there and take care of it later when you have a minute. But they also have kits for gardening and lawn care and a ton of other options to really help people organize their me time so that they can just do it and have fun doing it instead of worrying about where to put the stuff and how to get it out.
Okay.
So I think that's a really great gift to give. You can learn more about their gear track packs at gladiatorgarageworks.com or at your local Home Depot or Lowe's.
All right.
But you were talking about giving back with a charity angle,
you're so right
because this is the perfect time of year to give back to more than just family and friends. And one thing I want to talk about is that the World Health Organization recently announced that depression is the number one reason for disability worldwide. 350 million people are affected by depression. And so finding new treatment options is crucial because 50% of patients actually find that traditional therapies just don't work. Depression is so misunderstood and really needs so much more research, and that's where Hope the Uplifting Fragrance comes in. Audrey Gruss, the founder of the Hope for Depression Research Foundation, or HDRF, created Hope the Uplifting Fragrance to raise funds and accelerate research and bring more joy to more people's lives. But each bottle sold is a step closer to addressing this major issue. I love it because 100% of the profits go directly to HDRF. And this year alone, their foundation has been able to fund three drugs that are currently in clinical trials. The inspirational story and the inspirational product is truly a meaningful gift to give, and it gives back in such a big way. They have a candle, a perfume, and a lotion, and they're all available exclusively at Saks Fifth Avenue. So you know you're getting a super high quality, beautiful product. That's really a great gift to give.
Okay. Anything else?
Yeah, so in order to keep yourself organized and feel like you're giving a gift that's really being appreciated, I recommend a site called Elster. Elster is a secret Santa service where you can create a universal wish list, which means you can add what you want on your wish list from anywhere, and then they organize the gift exchange for you. This is great for big families. It's great for offices. It's great for families that are spread out and don't really know what each other want for Christmas. You can set price limits on how much to spend, and that way you're only giving to one person. You can spend a little more, and you can choose something from their wish list so you know they'll be surprised, but they'll get something they really want. And I think that's giving people what they really want is a great way to feel good giving for the holidays.
Okay. Well, I feel better. Not that I felt bad before, but I feel better.
It's a stressful time of year for a lot of people, so that's why we're here to help.
Very good. Okay, so all the places we can go to get more information?
You can actually visit my blog, metromomclub.com, to learn more about all these products and other products that give back.
Excellent. Dana, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you. Happy holidays.
Thank you. Same to you. Bye-bye. That was a lot of information, a lot of stuff coming at you. I hope you were able to handle it. Thanks a lot for hanging around, and I'll be back with a regular program probably tomorrow. But until then, good luck.